Ches Hashem Tov, we're up to page 144, Ois Mem Ches. Mem Ches. Mirshas Kolador Be'eretz Yisrael, Dami Kamishi Yeshlo Loika. When I was in Eretz Yisrael at the end of high school, they were just starting then to have that program. So this was the main Gemara that we learned. I remember we were told this Gemara over and over again. Kol Hadar Be'eretz Yisrael, whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's daima, is like somebody who has a god. And whoever lives in the chutzlaritz is daima kamisha ein lei leika. It's like somebody, he's like somebody who does not have a god. So the Baal Shem HaKadosh brings v'hukshu hadiyuka mahadadi. It seems that this Maimah Chazal is filled with problems. V'gam yitzivet ba'ar. What's the problem? The Gemara seems to be saying that when you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's doima kamishi yeshlo elayka. Now, the way that we were taught the simple pshat in that, it means that you are like, you resemble, you're like somebody who has a Kodesh Baruch, who has Hashem. But the Baal Shem Tov is medayik that when it says kol dar be'eretz Yisrael doima kamishi yeshlo elayka, means that you don't really have a God. It just appears that you have a God. A Jew who lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's doime, he appears to be such a person, ki'ilu, he has Hashem. And chaladar be'chutz la'aretz, and whoever lives in chutz la'aretz, it's doime, it appears to be, it seems to be, kimisha ein lo elokim. It appears, it seems to be, ki'ilu, he doesn't have a God. So it sounds like you're better off in chutzlaritz. In other words, there's the appearances. You would think that in Eretz Yisrael, you would think that you have access, certain kind of access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara seems to be saying, it's doima kamishi yeshlo. It seems that way, but it's not that way. And then in chutzlaritz, it would seem that in chutzlaritz you're far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It would seem to be that you're far from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not that way. You have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it seems to be a tremendous stira to what we would understand to be the pshat. V'gam yitziva ba'ara. What does that mean, gam yitziva ba'ara? You see in the parish he brings Yitziva Ba'ara v'gyur b'shmei Shmaya, means ha'ezrach ha'choshev yosei yoshev ba'aretz v'hager ha'pochas v'menu b'shmei Shmaya. Yitziva Ba'ara v'gyur b'shmei Shmaya means that a person who's a choshev, a person who's an ezrach, a citizen, who's more choshev, he lives on earth. V'hager, and a person who's a ger, who's a stranger, who's less than the citizen, he's on a higher madrig, b'shmei shemai. He lives in the highest heavens. I mean, somebody that's in Eretz Yisrael, that's a chashuva thing to be in Eretz Yisrael. And he's doime kamishi yeshlo. He only seems like someone who has a God, but he's not really someone who has a God. And then somebody who lives in chutz la'aretz, which is yitziva ba'ara, which in this world, in this plain world, is daima kamisha ein lo elok. He seems like someone who doesn't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but really he does. How could that be? V'hukshu hadiyuka mahadadi. V'gam yitziva ba'ara v'chu. So the Baal Shem Tov explains as follows. U'be'ez ha' al p'imah sheber mishne, ma ben talmidi Avraham Avinu l'talmidi b'lamai Rasha. So it says in Pirkei Avos, What's the difference between the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu and the Talmidim of Bilam HaRosha? What's the difference? And it goes on to list some differences. V'hachanamikach. Mishuhu mitalmidei Avraham Avinu. So it's also, it's a strange thing that the Baal Shem Tov points out is to the Mefarshim. To make such a comparison, to ask what's the difference between the two. The Mishnah is telling us the greatness of the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu and the Pchisus and the lowness of the Talmidim of Bilam HaRosha. So to Bechal ask the question, Ma ben Talmidi Avraham Avinu Talmidim Bilam HaRosha? Just say the differences, not Ki'ilu, there's something in some way that they resemble each other, and we need the Mishnah to come and tell us, you shouldn't think that the Talmidim of Bilam HaRosha are like the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. Ma bein, what's the difference between them? It implies that we're having a hard time making this distinction. V'achinamikach mishu mitalmidei Avraham Avinu, so Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, mishu mitalmidei Avraham Avinu, umasmed b'torah u'bavodas Hashem kol hayom. A person who is enlisted as one of the students of Avraham Avinu. He's such a person that he's mitalmidei Avraham Avinu, and he's masmed b'torah u'bavodas Hashem kol hayom, and he is a masmed. He's continuously engaged in learning and avodas Hashem all day long. Umasme b'tayr v'avodas Hashem kol hayom. V'nikra dar be'eretz Yisrael. So he's called a dweller of Eretz Yisrael. He's called an Eretz Yisrael digiyid. We're not talking here about geography. We're talking about a way of thinking, a way of living. A Jew who is immersed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and avodas Hashem, he's called Dar Eretz Yisrael. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. Upam achas nizdam loy bittel Torah or tefila. And even such a person, who's an Eretz Yisrael digayid, regardless of where he lives physically, but he's an Eretz Yisrael digayid Jew that's continuously engaged in limud Torah and avodas Hashem. But pam achas nizdam loy bittel Torah or tefila. But he takes it happens occasionally that he leaves Eretz Yisrael. Again, we're not talking about physically, but it happens occasionally that even this masmid, whose entire life is one of learning and of avodas Hashem, it happens that there's some bittel Torah or there's some bittel tefila that he's not for an hour, for two, for whatever it is. He leaves that state of being in Eretz Yisrael. And during that time that he's misbattled from Torah and Avodas Hashem, during that visit to Chutz Laretz, is Daimeloi Kemisha Ein Lo Eloika. It's Daimeloi Kemisha Ein Lo Eloika. For him, he immediately feels the pain of being separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He immediately feels, it's Daimeloi, to him it appears, Ki'ilu, he has left the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not with Hashem anymore. Because he's an Eretz Yisrael dika person. He's Dar Be'eretz Yisrael. He lives in that reality of Elokus. He lives in the reality of Elokus. And when he steps out of that reality, meaning, when he's not learning, he's not davening, he's not engaged in Avodas Hashem, for whatever reason, he has to take care of things, whatever it is. He's not, for the moment, he's not in that metzias of Dveikus B'Hashem. He's not in Eretz Yisrael. Daimelo, it appears to him, it feels to him. Kimi she'en lo eloika. He feels as if he has left Hashem's presence. He feels detached and disengaged. That's how he feels. Ubehepech, and then you have the opposite. A Jew who's dar b'chutz laretz. You have another kind of a Jew. And this Jew is a Jew that he lives in chutz laretz. He's not a person that's so connected to learning, to avodas Hashem, to davening. His regular address is chutz laretz. He's mostly with other things, not avodas Hashem. He's a dar b'chutz laretz. He's a chutz laretzlike person. So when he has like a minute of a good davening where he's thinking about what it means, Ashvesh Revisach or Yishtabach, is Daimelo, he feels as if Yeshla Eloika. He feels like he and Hakadosh Baruch are like buddies. He feels like him and Hashem's Baruch are best friends. The man is in that way. You understand? Kaladar Be'eretz Yisrael, a person who lives in Eretz Yisrael, that's his whole metzias is avodas Hashem. And then there's something happens and he's not able to be there with Hashem for this moment. So for that person, that experience of being away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it feels as if he's completely lost. But for the person who lives away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he has a little bit of elokus in his life, so for that person, it's a whole big mitzvah. So it's the same thing when it comes to the Talmidim of Bilma Rasha and the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. You have a person who's the first chelik of the Maimer. You have a person who his entire existence is that he's a ben chutz laretz. He's not a person that's a masmid in Torah and avodas Hashem. The reality of his life is that he's from Mitalmid Bilma Rasha. That his life, for the most part, is a life of Mitalmid Bilma Rasha. And this person, it happened that he did something good. He did something that was out of character. His general character is that he's from Talmid Bilma Rasha. And now he did something that was a little bit uncharacteristic for him. And he made a little bit of an Avraham Avinu, Talmid Avraham Avinu moment, a lapse of his Bilma Rasha lifestyle. And he came to the world of Avraham Avinu. He came a little bit into that world of Eretz Yisrael. Normally he is a chutzlar. He lives in chutzlaretz. Normally he lives in a way of Bilma Rasha. And now he had a little bit of a trip to Eretz Yisrael, a little bit of a trip to the world of Avraham Avinu. So it's Daimeloi. He feels, it seems to him, Kemishi Yeshla Eloika. It seems to him that he has a significant, deep relationship with Hashem, and that he is enlisted among the students of Avraham Avinu. It's a dimyon. It's a dimyon. It's a delusion. The same way that the Ben Eretz Yisrael, same with the Ben Eretz Yisrael, is Doime Kemishi Eishla Eloika. And that a person, it's in either way, a person could be living in a dimyon. There's a Jew who's attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his entire existence is that he's a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. But then he has sometimes, sometimes he slips up. Sometimes he's not in a necessarily, he's not. And he feels right away, it's daima kamishesh leilaika, that I'm not really a person that's attached to God. I'm not really a person that's a talmid of Avraham Avinu. It's not true, it's a dimyon that he has, but he feels that way. Then you have the other person, that the true metzias of his life is that he's a chutzlars like a person, and that he's a talmud of Bilam HaRasha. But it's only daimelo kimisha'en lo yalaka. It's only daimelo kimisha'en lo yalaka, meaning he has this dimyon that his true existence is one that he's attached to Hashem, and it's just occasionally he's a little bit outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just the opposite. Let's see the parish inside. Very mind mashas kaladar b'etz yisrael daima kamisha yesh laika b'chaladar b'chuslar is daima kamisha ein laika. V'hukshua diyukam ha'adadi. Dainu, ha'loshen daima kamisha yesh laika kamisha ein laika mashma sharak nidmakach. It's mashma that it seems that way. Hadar b'etz yisrael is daima kamisha yesh laika, but he doesn't really. Avol ein zuham, it's not the truth. It's daimelo. It seems to him that he has a kadosh baruch hu, but it's not the truth. He doesn't. Vim kein nimtzah shekol adar be'eretz yisrael daimel kimishe yesh loika ha'omer bereisha ma'ashmo shel amita shadover ein lo loka. He thinks that he has God, but the emes is that he doesn't. How could that be? Somebody lives in eretz yisrael, thinks that he has a relationship with God, but doesn't. Mekach yesh ledayik, and then mimela yesh ledayik, shadar b'chutz laretz. You would think that a dar b'chutz laretz kol shken shen lo yalaka. But it says in the Mishnah, shadar b'chutz laretz is only doyme kimi shen lo yalaka. It just seems to, it just doyme lo. Ma'ash mishla amita shadar v'yesh lo yalaka. But the emes is that in chutz laretz he has a God. It just seems to him. But the emes is he has a gun. Seish the daik shadar beretz yisrael kol shekein sheyesh laika harei sheshnei diyukim soisim zeh lazeh. So the whole thing is a stira. V'gam milvad ha-stira shebein ha-diyukim anal mashmo shnei chalkei ha-maimer mashmo is t'muh kishel atzma. The whole thing is hard to understand. V'losh na-gemor yitziva ba-arar v'gur b'shmei shmaya. Ha'ezrach, meaning a person, a choshev, a person, a citizen. A choshev yosef, yosef ba'aretz, lives in the world, in that place. V'agar, ha'pochus v'menu. Hager, pochus v'menu, b'shmei ha'shamayim, he's in the heavens. Klamer, ketze yitochen, how could it be? Shadar b'eretz yisrael, shuval ma'ila gavor yosef, a person who lives in eretz yisrael, who's on a higher madrega by living in eretz yisrael, ain lo yalaka. That the truth is, ain't lo loka. It seems to him that he has a God, but he doesn't really. But dafka adar b'chutz laretz, and dafka the person who lives in chutz laretz, which is on nochus mimenu madregos, it was on a low madreg, he lives in chutz laretz, it only seems to him that he doesn't have a God, but he really does. Yesh lo loka. So the whole thing is upside down. Ubiyaz rabbeinu afimasha beba mishneh. So the Baal Shem HaKadosh explains, based upon the Mishnah in Avos, Kamish Yesh Biyodo Shlosha Dvarim Halalu, whoever has these three characteristics, is mitalmidim shel Avraham Avinu. He's from the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. Vishlosha Dvarim Achayim and three other things is mitalmidim shel Bilam HaRasha. Ayin Toiva, Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Shvela, these traits of an ayin toiv, a good eye, and a humble spirit, and so on. He's mitamliv shel Avraham Avinu. Ayin ro and ruach gevoya, an ayin ro, bal gaiva, and nevi shuachav, and so on. This person is mitamidiv shel Bilam HaRasha. So Tana asks, ma ben tamidei Avraham Avinu tamidei Bilam HaRasha? So it says, Kol Mishyesh Biyado, these things, is from the Talmidim of Rav Marvin. And Kol Mishyesh Biyado, these bad things, is from the Talmidim of Bilam Arasha. And then the Mishnah goes on and says, Ma ben Talmidim of Rav Marvin, the Talmidim of Bilam Arasha. Yes. What's the difference between, like it's hard to discern, what's the difference between them? And then the Mishnah goes on to answer, Talmid Shel Avraham Avinu, Arich L'Balam Azev, Arich L'Mal Hab. The Talmid of Avraham Avinu, they enjoy this world and the next world, and Talmid Shel Bilam Arasha, Yarshim Gehenim, Yardim L'Veh Shachas. They Yarshim Gehenim, and they go down to Gehenim to Veh Shachas. V'lachar Kosh. Shlachish Nizbar Ma'alosim Shel Talmid Avraham Avinu. Just after the Mishnah said, the Ma'ala, the greatness of the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, Upchisusum Shel Talmidim Shel Bilam Arasha, and the lowness of the Talmidim of Bilam Arasha. Ma mokim yesh lishol, what is there in a question? Ma ben Talmidi Avraham Avinu l'Talmidi Bilam Arasha. The simple pshat is the consequences of those two lifestyles. That's the simple pshat. What's the difference in terms of the outcome of those two lifestyles? That if you live an Avraham Avinu dikah life, then the outcome of that is you have Olam Hazeh, you have Olam Haba, and the outcome or the consequences of living a life of Bilam Arasha is that in this world you have a Gehenim, in the next world you have a Gehenim. That's the simple pshat. But the Baal Shammah is asking Ba'omek. Well, the tarets of the signature of Chiddush, I reshutim noichlam schar, v'achronim noichlam einish, what the Mishnah has to come and tell us, to ask what's the chilik. You just told us that the Talmidim of Rav Avinu, Avraham Avinu is an elevated lifestyle of a tzaddik, and that the Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha are living a degraded, low life of a Rasha. And now you're saying, Ma Ben, what's the difference between them? El Arbiyahu, the explanation is, Shebedvarav Elu Bohatana Loimer, that the Tana is coming and saying the following, Sha'av Kashem is Galus Eitzah Talmidim Avraham Avinu. Sometimes you have Jews who are the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, people like us. We definitely love Avraham Avinu, and we've decided to live according to his way. That's what we want to be. We all registered in the Beis HaMedrash of Avraham Avinu. There's not one of us who registered by Bilam HaRasha. You know, when you looked in the catalog, and you had a choice to register either for Avraham Avinu or to register for Bilam HaRasha. Every one of us registered for Avraham Avinu. We're excited. Not even a Shaila. We're all signed up on the Avraham Avinu program. Shafkash Mizgal says the Talmid of Avraham Avinu. Now what happens is, you have a Jew that's in the Beis HaMedrash of Avraham Avinu. He signed up by Avraham Avinu. He sees himself as being a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. He has a disagreement with his wife. And he starts yelling at her like a Bilam HaRasha, you know. He starts to talk like a Talmud of Bilam HaRasha. Mizgalus etzel Talmid Avraham Avinu, Hamidus HaRasha, Nemar Talmid of Bilam HaRasha. So now we have some confusion. Here I signed up for Avraham Avinu. And I portray myself, and I believe in myself, and I try to show my kids, and I try to act in shul and everywhere else. I try to conduct myself like an Avraham Avinu Dika person. And that's a Shel Dika person, an Avraham Avinu Dika person. And I have a thing on me, like, you know, I never put these things on, like when you go to Shabbaton, they put you a necklace and you have to have your name. So, you know, so you can be friendly with other people. I don't feel uncomfortable with that. I know, maybe need some therapy for that. I don't like wearing those things. But, it reminds me of when I was in first grade and they made us wear it when we came to school, like a thing. And I had a horrible feeling that day. So I think that's why maybe, I'm trying to figure out why I don't like to wear those things. But here you have your necklace and it says on it, Avraham Avinu. And it has like a painting of the tent of Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu serving the Malachim, right? And it has like a big smile, Avraham Avinu. And it says, Hashem loves you on top. And I love Hashem underneath, right? And then, like, you're hollering at your wife. You're acting like an idiot. You're acting like you're in the university of Bilam HaRasha, right? You're acting that way. So now you have a problem. you have a serious problem. I'm in the Bisa Medrash of Avraham Avinu. I wear the necklace of Avraham Avinu. I pay a lot of money to send my kids that they should continue on in one of the schools of Avraham Avinu. And here I am. When I look at the Mishnah, it says that these are the characteristics of Bilam HaRasha. One of them, a Ruach Gevoy, like a arrogance. Hey, I'm carrying on an arrogance, like a Talmud of Bilam HaRasha. So there's a problem. Something's wrong. How is it that I live in the world of Avraham Avinu? I belong to Avraham Avinu. I spend my whole life promoting that way of Avraham Avinu. But when I look at myself this moment, I'm an adherent, a chassid of Bilam HaRasha. That could create a tremendous amount of upheaval within a person. Now we have another situation. Kshemazgalas b'talmidei Bilam HaRasha. Now you have a Talmud of Bilam HaRasha. And this guy signed up. He registered for the Bilam HaRasha track. He signed up for Bilam HaRasha. And he's a chosid of that way of life. And he's committed to a life of selfishness and arrogance. And what happens is, Mizgalz Matamida Bilam HaRasha, Hamid is Toy Vishnah Matamida Avraham Avinu. He has like an Avraham Avinu moment. Like, you know, he helped with some person that came to him with Tzaras, and this Bilam HaRasha Talmud behaved like Avraham Avinu. So he's got a necklace that says University of Bilam, B'sa Medrash of Bilam. It's got an angry look on it. And it says, Hashem hates me, I hate Hashem, on it. And he has that. And then he sees himself like he gave up. He's made a great sacrifice for somebody. He did something heroic to help somebody. So he also was wondering about himself. Like, why did I do that? Why did I do that? So now, let's go back to the person who's registered in Avraham Avinu's Bais Medrash. So he had a bad moment, he had a bad day. He's yelling at his wife. And he's showing the midas of a Bilam Talmud. He's acting like a Bilam person. So he could start to look at himself. This is where this gets very dangerous. This is not a silly little game. This is very dangerous. This is how most of us get messed up. So he starts to look at himself. He could look at himself as being the emphasis. I'm not really an Avraham Avinu person. I've been deluding myself. I've been trying to trick my kids. The emphasis, I'm not an Avraham Avinu person. And the truth is that I'm a really, really, all of these years I've been faking. I've been posing as an Avraham Avinu Dukkha person, but I'm not. And because of that, this great lie of my life that I'm going around like I'm Avraham Avinu, and I march with a big sign of Avraham Avinu, and I send my kids to Avraham Avinu places, and I carry on like I'm Avraham Avinu. But now it comes out once again. It's how you feel after you did this bad thing. Comes out once again that I'm not really. And then you have this identity crisis, and you start to think, a person like myself, I'm not really an Avraham Avinu, I'm a faker, I'm a fraud, and I'm going to be Yerush Gehenim together with all time. And the end of me, you know what the end of me is going to be? I'm going to end up in Gehenim with the time of Bilam HaRasha. That's what's going to be with me. I'm going to end up with Bilam HaRasha. Here I spent my whole life acting like trying to be an Avraham Avinu. Then I had this uncharacteristic slip into the ugliness of Bilam, with a midas or doing something disgusting, with the Indian of Kedusha, because Bilam is a manuvel. So a person has this Bilam Dik experience, And now he has an identity crisis. And he starts to think, I'm going to be Yerush Gehenim. So what's the point? The truth is, I'm really a Bilam Rasha. And I'm going to Yerush Gehenim together with Talmidim Bilam Rasha. So what's the point of my, what's this whole masquerade of being an Avraham Avinu person? The truth is that I'm really a Talmud of Bilam Rasha, and I'm going to be Yerush Gehenim together with the Talmidim Bilam Rasha. So the Mishnah comes along and says, Chas v'chalil. Chas v'shol. Bikomakom Talmidei Avraham Noichlan Schar v'Talmidei Bilam Noichlan Oynesh. Shekein Talmidei Avraham Avinu B'mahusem Hem Balamidus Toivus. The Baal Shem HaKadosh is saying, Chas v'chalil. You had a bad moment, you slipped up, you took a little bit of a Bilam Rasha detour. That doesn't change your identity. Your identity is that you're an Avraham Avinu person. That's who you are, that's who you want to be, and in the end you're going to be Yashin and Golem Haba, and you're going to end up together with the Talmidim Avraham Avinu. That's who you are, Batsim. That's where you belong. What you did today, the way that you acted, you know, fix it, stop it, but that doesn't, it's only Daimelai. You know, it seems to you that you lost your standing as being one of Avraham Avinu's Talmidim. Shekein Talmidei Avraham Avinu b'mahusim and balamidus toivus. Sure, a Talmud of Avraham Avinu could have a bad day. That's true. But the mahus, that doesn't change his identity. V'kashu nechshalim b'midah ra'ah. And therefore, because of that, it's because you're a Talmud of Avraham Avinu that it hurts you. It's daimelecha. It seems to you that you're a Bilam HaRasha when you have a bad day. Don't worry, the Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha, they don't feel bad about themselves. Why do you feel so bad about yourself? Why do you have this feeling that you're a Talmud of Bilam HaRasha, that you're going to Gehenna? Because he yelled at your wife. Your whole life, you're a nice guy. You try to do good things. So now you had a bad day and you had an argument and you carried on. Well, you did something that was disgusting today. But you're miserable, you're sick about it. You feel like you're going to end up with a Talmidim Bilam. The reason you feel that way, the reason it seems to you that way, it's not true. The reason it seems to you that way is because you're a Talmid of Avraham Avinu. Therefore, when you're out of line and you're carrying on like a Bilam Talmid, you feel like you've lost everything. You feel like everything is finished. You feel like I'm worthless, that I'm like Bilam HaRasha. It's because you're really an Avraham Avinu person. The Talmidim of Bilam, they sleep very well. Not only that, the Talmidim of Bilam, when they do one nice thing, they feel like, I'm Amish and Avraham Avinu. I'm like Avraham Avinu. It's just the opposite. Just let's just finish reading that and hold on a second. He says, Kasha Nechshol Midara. Therefore, when the Talmud of Avraham Avinu is nichshel, like in a bad thing, a bad midah, something bad. You feel like disgusting. This is, it's so unbecoming. It's not, I feel terrible. And they want to change. It's not like they have a Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha. Since the mahus of Bilam HaRasha, of the Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha, their mahus is gaiva, all that stuff. When they yell or they carry on or they act in this, they don't feel like I have to do tshuva, something is terrible. They go to sleep, they're fine. Just the opposite. By Talmud of Bilam HaRasha, when there's something nice about him, miyad svurim shakol k'shuvah, they feel like, oh, I'm such a tzaddik. Boy, am I a tzaddik. They feel like gevaldik. Even a dove ma'orim lasis tshuva al midas roz sheish doesn't bring them to do tshuva. That this is something I have to really change with and become better and make my life into a different kind of a life. Bechlal, they don't feel that way. V'hachanami, also yesh lefarish oimek ha'mishnah murakach. It's the same way we have to learn the pshat in this mishnah. Hachelik Hasheni, Hadar Bechutz Laris, Daime Kami She'ein Lo Eloka. What's that talking about? We're talking about an Avraham Avinu person, he lives, I'm sorry, no, Hachelik Hasheni, Hadar Bechutz Laris. Adar b'chutz las doyme k'misha ein lo eloka. Also, k'mishu be'etzem mitam, yeah, me'etzem mishu mitam mida Avraham Avinu. It's just the opposite of what we would think. Adar b'chutz la'aretz is talking about a person who truth in truth is, he's from Talmud Avraham Avinu. And he's masma b'tayr Avodas Hashem kol hayom, really, he really is a masma in tayr Avodas Hashem kol hayom. And therefore, the mahus of this person is that he's dar b'aretz Yisrael. But it happened that Nizdamelo Bittel Torah Tvila Sha'oz Dar B'Chutz La'aretz. He spent some time, he spent the day living in Chutz La'aretz. Really, he's a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. Really, he's a citizen of Eretz Yisrael. That's really who he is. But he had a Chutz La'aretz day, a Chutz La'aretz experience. And because of this day that he went to Chutz La'aretz and he acted in a way that was like Bilam HaRosha and he was out of character, but right away he's broken about it. And it's Doimeloi Kimisha Ein Lo Eloka. It's Doimeloi Kimisha Ein Lo Eloka. He feels that Imamis Ein Lo Eloka, he doesn't have a God. What happened to me? Hainu. Shumiyad margi shumavchem nekar shadavizeh humi b'chinis ein lo loka. He feels like I've left Hashem. So it's really, it's talking about, so it says, Hadar b'chutz la'aretz, it's talking about an Eretz Yisrael dike Jew that has a chutz la'aretz dike slip up. But what happens to him though is he feels right away, kemisha ein lo loka. He feels like when you see David Melech crying out that he's lost his relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. This person feels filled with regret and he wants to change and he wants to do tshuva. He feels, oh, what happened to me? Ein li eloka, I lost my connection to Hashem. Veina kshura, what I did is terrible. Va'akorazu mi'idah shagam b'sha azu b'yasadar b'chustar etz la'amit ha'shadav yesh lo'eloka. It's only doyma k'mishen lo'eloka. He thinks that he doesn't have God. The emes is that he's a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. The emes is that his permanent dwelling place is the life of Eretz Yisrael. That's who he is. That defines his very existence. That's his identity. Right now, because of that, and because he did something that was out of character, it's Doimelo Kamisha Ein Leilak. He feels that he has nothing. He feels that he's lost Hashem in his life. He's hurt, and he feels distant from Hashem. The emes is that by definition he's an necessarily a good person, and yesh lo eloka. It's only doyme loy kemisha ein lo eloka. Veinza is ala doyme kemisha ein lo. It's only doyme loy kemisha ein lo. He thinks that he doesn't have a relationship with Hashem. This eshesel Avraham Avinu person who slipped up, it's doyme loy kemisha ein lo eloka. He thinks that he doesn't have. He feels that he doesn't have a connection to Hashem anymore. And he cries and he does tshuva. It hurts him. He feels broken. Chalila, he could slip and become and lose his connection to Eretz Yisrael. He's in a dangerous place. And if he becomes confused, he might chas v'chalila move over to the world of Bilam HaRosha. Because it's daima kemisha ein eloka. It's a very, very. He's going through this crisis. Either he does tshuva, and he's mechazik himself. Or Chalila, he starts to think of himself as being a Talmud of Bilam HaRosha. He moves to Chutz La'aretz. He moves to Chutz La'aretz. Or Behepach Gamkein. Chelkal HaRishon Shalamai Ma'isik Misha Mahusu Ben Chutz La'aretz. You have a person who's really is a Ben Chutz La'aretz. He's really a Bilam HaRosha student. But what happens to him is he spent a day in Eretz Yisrael. You have a lot of people nowadays that go back and forth, right? It wasn't always like that. Now it's pretty easy to travel. You have people that keep one day yontif like that, right? They consider themselves to be Eretz Yisrael Jews, even though they spend 300 and, you know, whatever, 50-some days, they spend in Chutz Laaretz in order to avoid making a second Seder. They now have a status of a Ben Eretz Yisrael, even though they're not really. Okay, the Seder, he identifies himself as being a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So nowadays, people can go back and forth pretty easily. So you have now, in the first chelik of the Maimer, is talking about a person, Shemahuso ben Chutz Laaretz. He's a ben Chutz Laaretz. And for now, he had a good day. He did some nice things. He was doing some good stuff. Davened a little bit, learned a little bit. So he was nice to his wife today. Whatever. Got her a present or something. Took her out. So he's feeling great. Now the truth is, B'mahus he's a ben Chutz Laaretz. But the mahus of the guy is that he's a Talmud of Bilam Rasha. He's a Talmud of Bilam Rasha. He's having a nice experience today. Just for now. He's just really visiting Eretz Yisrael. He's not a dweller of Eretz Yisrael. He's visiting. He stopped off at the Beis HaMedrash of Avraham Avinu. He stopped off a little bit in Eretz Yisrael. He's just visiting. Darbe Eretz Yisrael. He just came by, stopped over in Eretz Yisrael. So right away, was this person Daimeloi? He feels like this guy feels like that Kimishiesh Loilaika. He feels that, wow, I really have such a connection to Hashem. He writes a check, gives something to Stocker. Hakol, everything is Givaldi. A kolk shur, everything is fine. He davened a little bit shachris, then he can go off to work and lie and steal. Yes. Especially if he went to the mikveh, he feels like $1 million. It's daima kemishyesh loilaika. He feels like I have me and HaKadosh Baruch, we're really close with each other. I went to the mikveh, I davened, then he goes to work and he's stealing and lying and cheating and flirting with secretaries. And he feels kemishyesh loilaika. There's no problems at all. It feels great. Diamond Kamisha is like. Ain't no malas sakin. He's got nothing to fix. Everything is gewaldig. Diamond like Kamisha is like. The Shoshal Amita Shadova, Yesh Bamidas Rose. The truth is, he's far from Hashem. He's far from Hashem, and his life is, for the most part, the Chutz Laaretz Dekel life. That's where he really lives. He's just visiting Eretz Yisrael. Like they used to say a joke when it came to going on Aliyah. You know, when you're, there's a difference in your status if you're visiting Eretz Yisrael or if you're Toshav, you know, if you live there. So they used to make a joke. When I was a kid, I lived in Eretz Yisrael, we went on Aliyah. So there was a popular joke going around in those days among the Olim Chadashim that in the Olim HaEmes, there's a person that his whole life he was Isaac in bad things. He was doing bad things, and they take him. Then he's in Olam HaEmes. He's in the world of truth, and they take him to show him, you know, what's going on in Gan Eden, what's going on in Gehenna. So they take this person, and they take him to Gehenna, and when they open up and they show him Gehenna, he sees people sitting around and having like a nice meal, and they're having sitting with chaverim, schmoozing. And it looks like it's pretty good, right? So they say to him, this is Gehenna. So he says, oh, I was so nervous that, you know, knows what's going to happen. So then they take him in, and there's a sign that says, this is only for visitors. It's not for, you know, there's not, after that room, there's a room for the ones who actually live in Gehenna. This is just people who stop by again for a minute or two. That's like a waiting room, just a stopover. But for those who really live here, it's Gehenna. That's the joke they used to say about the Lumcha Deshim. It's not such a nice joke. You know, they give you this whole big promotion when you're in Chutzlaritz and you go meet with the people from the Sochnut and they show you, and it's going to be fantastic, it's going to be fantastic, and they give you all these benefits and Shriyot. And then when you get there, it's like, okay, welcome to Gehenna. Which is pretty much how we experienced it over there. It's easier now, but in 1970 it was much harder than to. In those years also, there were no trips back and forth. You lived there, you know, that was it. But you could delude yourself. Yeah, you think this is pretty good. The guy does a mitzvah, he davens a little bit. Says, oh, he feels like, you know, I'm not such a bad guy after all. I'm a pretty good guy. Says, Doima Kamisha Ishla Eloika. He begins to delude himself into thinking, Yeshli Eloika. I have a relationship with Hashem. Talmud a little bit, learned a little bit, wrote a check. I'm Doima Kamisha Ishla Eloika. Bishoshla Mito Shadava, Yeshba Midas Rose. But the truth of the matter is that Midas Rose, he's not a good guy. Odeneba Mohusa, Bibchinis Ainla Eloika, his Mohus is. He lives in Chutz Lars. He's visiting Eretz Yisrael. But the mahus of the person is that he lives in Chutz Lars. He's visiting Avraham Avinu's Beis HaMedrash right now. He's doing something that's good. That's nice. But he's not an Avraham Avinu Dikka person. He's a Bilam Dikka person. He's a Chutz Lars Dikka person. That's visiting Eretz Yisrael and visiting Avraham Avinu's world. But that's not who he is. But he deludes himself into thinking, Kamishi Eishlai, like, wow. And he doesn't do tshuva. He doesn't do tshuva. The story that I've told 1,000 times over the years, but about the person, I'm just reminding you, about the person who there was a woman that came, Rav Shlomo Shvadron used to give between Mincha Ma'ariv, used to give Musa in the Beis HaMedrash there in Shari Chesed. So Rav Shlomo used to give Musa. And there was a woman that came to Rav Shalom saying that my husband treats me terribly, he's nasty, he's mean, he yells at me. So she asked Rav Shalom, maybe you could put into your drasha a little bit something about how to treat your wife better, you know. Because he won't listen if you talk to him. Just maybe put into the drasha. So Rav Shalom said, of course I'll do it. So the next day, this guy's sitting after Mincha, and who's also sitting there? Rabbi Zalman Meltzer is there. The Gadol Hadar is also there. So Shalom starts to go on for 15, 20 minutes about not treating your wife in the right way and how you have to treat her like a queen. And so the guy who's abusing his wife, he's sitting there like looking, you know, like how people do with drushes, like they're checking their nails and, you know, whatever. He's like, you know, looking at the watch, like, when's he finishing? And Rabbi Zalman Meltzer is sitting there the whole time. Rabbi Zalman comes running over to Rabbi Shalom after davening. He says, "It's Rabbi Shalom, I'm going to try to be better. Rabbi Shalom, I'm going to work on it." Like he believed that Rabbi Shalom was giving it to him. So the Talmud of Bilam Arusha, the guy that abuses his wife, he's sitting there looking at his watch. When's this going to finish? He's not negated to me. I'm a great guy. And the Tzaddik of Rabbi Zalman is sitting there, Gevald, how did Rabbi Shalom know? How did Rabbi Shalom know? That's the chiddush. Yes, Maish.
But the Talmud of Avraham Avinu feels a great steer, but the Talmud of Bilam Arusha not at all. So when it says Domelo, meaning by Avraham Avinu he slips up, and it's terrible. Like, Domelo, I have no God. I have no God. This other guy says he doesn't even think about. I mean, okay, I'm having a good time, but the other times I'm having a bad time, I'm not in a bad place.
Right.
Because it seems originally like when it's oh my God, I did something nice. This is terrible.
Oh, I did something nice. Oh.
I understood that the beginning that the Talmud of Bilam Arusha was also going to feel, what am I thinking? This is not how I be. This is not how I live my life. I did something out of character. He would have...
Because everybody wants to feel... Everybody likes the thought of being good. Even the Talmud of Bilam Arusha, they want to... They, when they do something that's good, it's Dharma Kamishi Eshla Yalaika. Everybody, the whole world wants to have, he just is not in control of himself. So, and his identity really is Bilma Rasha. But even the Bilma Rasha person, for the most part, I'm not talking about Hitler Yimach Shemoy, but even the Bilma Rasha person, when he gives some charity, he helps an old lady, so he has a geschmack from it. He feels a geschmack. I mean, it's human nature. Not akidekach that a person would say, I can't believe I did something good. You know, they're very, who's that's Roshim or Rushim or Rushim. They regret doing something good. Chazal say that Rishon are Malayim Charatas, that even the Rishon are filled with regret. That Rishon, that they're not happy thinking of themselves as being Rishon. They don't like to think of themselves as being Rishon. They don't think of themselves. But here is this feeling of busha. In Madregas Odom, the Alter from the Vardik has a whole arichas on the midah of busha, of embarrassment, of feeling shame. And there the Alter explains the sherish of that midah of busha, which is one of the midahs of Avraham Avinu, that we're baishanim, that we feel easily ashamed. Because essentially that's what we're talking about. That the Talmud of Avraham Avinu, when he's acting out of love, he feels ashamed. Where does that feeling of busha come from? The Alter from the Vardik talks about Madregas Odom. There's a whole mimer on it. So he says, the Alter says that that comes from living in a contradiction. When you're living in a contradiction, you feel ashamed. You feel like embarrassed. You feel that you're a hypocrite. So the Talmud of Avraham Avinu, when he does something that's out of character, that contradiction makes him feel ashamed. He feels ashamed. The midah of busha comes from that. It comes from when you're a person that you're tsanua, and that you're modest, and you're covered. Like a modest Jewish woman who dresses like a sari meina, and then a crazy wind comes along and blows her shaitel off in public, you know? It happened to my wife once. We were shopping someplace and blew it off. And I went running, almost got killed by a car. It was in the parking lot by a shopping mall around 35 years ago. And my wife was screaming and hollering and ducking and covering her head. Because there's a terrible contradiction that all of a sudden here is a very, very modest woman who is suddenly uncovered. And there's that terrible feeling of embarrassment and shame. You know, another lady that she wouldn't put on an extra piece of cloth if you paid her. She wouldn't put, not only that, she pays $500 to get something that's barely there. It's an amazing thing. She goes into the store and she buys something and there's hardly anything there. And if you say, and if you suggest that maybe it's not so nice, you know, maybe it's not so becoming, it's the opposite. Shame, embarrassment comes from something that's out of character. Something you feel internally contradicts who you are. When you do something that contradicts your very essence, you feel ashamed. Not that anybody even saw you. It doesn't have to be the shaitel blowing off. You feel ashamed. And that's what the Talmud of Avraham Avinu, he does something that doesn't comply with who he is. He feels that. Daim lo kemisha ein lo eloka, he feels that he doesn't have a God. He feels that he feels embarrassed and ashamed of HaKadosh Baruch. He feels embarrassed. He wants to do tshuva. Help me, Rav Hashem, to come back to you. But Russia doesn't feel such a thing. Doesn't feel that. But a person who's an Avraham Avinu and Eretz Yisrael Dikiyid, when there's something that happens that contradicts his very essence, even if it happens 100 times, even if it's 1,000 times, he feels, ugh, what's the matter with me? I'm going to be Yashin in Gehenna. I'm going to Gehenna. I feel disgusted. He feels embarrassed. He feels ashamed. And he wants to do tshuva. This is a very, very basic character of a human being, of what a human being is. Busha, there's all kinds of talk about is embarrassment, is shame, is it a good thing, is it a bad thing? Forget about what you think. Do you feel it or don't you feel it? If you feel that when you're doing something that's not holy, do you feel that strongly? It's daimelacha, kamisha ein lacha eloka. If you feel that when you're doing something that's not nice, that's not holy, that's a very strong simon of who you really are. That the essence of who you are is that you're not Avraham Avinu person. You're not a Celtic Yid. And if you don't feel anything, and it means nothing to you, that it's beginning to show something about your true character, chas v'chalila. Embarrassment and shame is not talking about whether it's right or it's wrong. It's a natural, instinctive feeling of a person doing something that's out of character, that contradicts his essence. That's a natural feeling that a person has. And it's a healthy instinct that Hashem gave us, the ability to measure ourselves, to be able to bring ourselves to do tshuva, to return to Him, to come back to Him. If a person doesn't feel that, he's in big trouble. If he doesn't have that feeling of daimelai, nidmelai, kemisha ein lai alaika, then it's chalila that there's something wrong that needs to be repaired. Hashem as well should help us to be big chassidim of Avraham Avinu and to live in Eretz Yisrael every moment of our lives. Amen.